This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the focus has been on both modernisation and achieving self-reliance in defence production. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh shared that the Prime Minister's leadership has resulted in stronger borders, modern armed forces, indigenous weapons, record defence exports and global trust, leading the sector towards self-reliance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article on the government's commitment in advancing India's digital connectivity over the past 11 years. Responding to a post by Union Minister for Communications, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Mr. Modi said that his government has been constantly striving to provide world-class facilities in digital connectivity to the country. Home Minister Amit Shah has chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi today to review the preparedness of flood management in the country. The Home Minister also reviewed long-term measures being undertaken to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. He asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and their leadership in case of barbaric acts like the recent Pahalgam attack. The minister stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. Dr. Jayashankar, who's traveling to Europe currently, also addressed the Indian community representatives of Luxembourg and Belgium. Speaking at the event, Dr. Jayashankar again warned India will retaliate against terrorism regardless of its location in Pakistan.
Prime Minister Modi says Operation Sindoor is not over. There's a clear message there, saying we reserve the right to go after terrorists anytime, anywhere, if they have done harm to our people. We are more than unbroken, we are very determined. And this time, we wanted to send that message, saying enough is enough.
The Ministry of External Affairs has formally raised the matter with the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi regarding a social media post claiming that an Indian national was detained at Newark Airport in New Jersey. Sources said that the Indian Embassy in Washington, D.C. and the Indian Consulate in New York have also been in touch with the U.S. authorities to ascertain the details. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw stated that the initiative to develop AI-driven language technologies in India stemmed from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to harness technology for linguistic advancement. Launching AI Tamil initiative through video conferencing at Chennai in Tamil Nadu, the minister said the initiative will be a part of the wider mission to integrate one of the oldest language in India. He said people can use Tamil AI to communicate with the authorities. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today co-chaired a productive business roundtable on the machinery, electrical and metal industry with Swiss Federal Councillor Guy Parmelin in Switzerland. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that they discussed boosting innovation, facilitating partnerships and joint workforce training. He added that they also focused on unlocking new investment opportunities post-operationalization of India's Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement and the European Free Trade Association. At least two people were killed and 13 others injured after more than 300 Russian drones and missiles hit Kyiv and Odessa. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia launched 315 drones and 7 missiles at Ukraine overnight. At least 10 people were killed and many others injured in a shooting at a secondary school in the Austrian city of Graz today. Local media reported that both students and teachers, including the suspected perpetrator, were among the casualties. Indian athletes delivered a commendable performance at the Austrian Race Walking Championships in Innsbruck yesterday, with Priyanka Goswami winning gold in the women's 10-kilometer race event. In the men's 35-kilometer event, Sandeep Kumar secured silver medal. Ram Babu took the third spot, bagging bronze in the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.